It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last Monday, we talked with Special Olympian John Franklin Stevens about an open letter he wrote to Ann Coulter after her comments referring to President Obama as a retard. We got a wealth of feedback, and Bill in Houston wrote, "I'm a music teacher in an urban school in Houston, and as you can imagine, these types of words can be heard throughout the day. I have a rule with my students that says that they're not allowed to use words towards each other in four categories: race, sexual orientation, weight, or mental ability or disability. I remind the students that they're getting older and maybe encountering things that they've never seen for the first time. And although they don't need to accept them, they do need to tolerate and learn to live with them. This includes matters of homosexuality and mental handicap, because on the surface, one cannot always identify with these issues." Carol in Corvallis, Oregon wrote, "As someone who has autistic siblings, I used the word retarded growing up as a metaphor for things and ideas that were stupid or didn't make sense, but I never associated it with something mean to say to a disabled person. I didn't stop using the word until, as an adult, I heard a friend using it as a genuine insult against a disabled person." Also last Monday, we talked about different issues that face part-time workers across the United States. Meg from Austin wrote in saying, "The trend of hiring more part-time employees is not just affecting the retail and food industries. I work in healthcare at a freestanding emergency room. I was hired in to be part-time, working 2 to 3 12-hour shifts per week. I've been begging for more shifts, but my employer has hired 2 additional employees rather than give me more hours because my employer doesn't want to pay benefits. My hours for November have been reduced by half from 14 shifts to 7 shifts. Now, I'm searching for another part-time job or a full-time position elsewhere." Rixa in Crawfordsville, Indiana wrote, "I'm one of those part-timers in a privileged position. I have a PhD and I teach one course per semester at a liberal arts college. My pay is generous here at $6,000 per course, but many adjunct university professors earn much less than that, often well under $2,000 per course, and of course, no benefits. Relying on adjunct instructors saves an institution money in both salary and benefits, but the instructors can't realistically survive at such low pay, even teaching 3 or 4 courses per semester." Finally, last Tuesday, we talked about what goes into the decision to run for office. We asked you to share your stories, and Mark in Holstein, Missouri wrote, "I ran for county commissioner for Warren County 4 years ago, and it was great. Running for office is the best way to get your opinion heard, questions answered, because you're invited to countless meet the candidate events. I got hammered in the election, and it was a blast. Run." If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN.